This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coach Monaghan joins us now. Coach, first off, thanks for joining us, man, and congrats, brother. This is becoming commonplace. I mean, I thought this year maybe a little bit of a reset, seeing that you've got, you can tell me, maybe the youngest team you've ever had, and here you are having already knocked off three SEC opponents and off to a 5-0 and nationally ranked start. Congrats on it, and what's been the key, brother?
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me on. I appreciate you. And, yeah, no, this is. Am I going into my 26th year? It is, on paper, the youngest team that I've ever coached. So we've got one senior, two juniors, and 25 freshmen and sophomores. So, you know, obviously I'm extremely proud of the girls. I'm proud where we are. Didn't know we would be in this position, because as a coach, you always try to be realistic. And you know, so I think we're doing a little bit better than maybe what we should be doing on paper, but hey, we'll take it.
You've only allowed, by my count, three goals all season, Coach. Like we talked about, that comes with three wins over SEC opponents, including giving up nothing, a 1-0 shutout of Vanderbilt. What's been the key defensively to start this pressure that you've been able to apply?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think there's several things, right? I mean, one, we've got, you know, a good goalkeeper. Two, not only do we have Finley Lavin, who's one of our captains, you know, who's a junior with a lot of experience, you know, kind of leading the back line, but it's just the way I think the group works together. You know, I call them a unit, and I think they've been a pretty strong unit. And, you know, obviously you're playing for everybody on your team, but they kind of play for each other, and you know, it's worked so far. So overall, we've done a pretty good job defensively, but we will definitely have our hands full tomorrow night, and they will for sure be tested.
This opportunity tomorrow, before we get to it, and you know, ask you all about Tennessee, which I think is, you know, this is the highest rank they've ever been at number two. This opportunity, putting these together, Coach. You know, we're at a time in college athletics where maybe even on the football side, it's going to be harder and harder to get SEC opponents. They got their conference schedule and everything else, and yet you've been able to put together these powerhouse schedules that's included this Tennessee team. But like we mentioned, you've already knocked off three SEC teams. How difficult a task is that? Is it at a point, Coach, where you've built this thing up now, the program's got so much of a national reputation that folks are happy to schedule you? Just in terms of putting these kinds of matchups like tomorrow night on the regular season schedule, how have you been able to do it?
Well, I think that's credit to where the program is, right?
Yes.
And, you know, everybody plays to win, but there are such things as, you know, not so bad losses, right? So
100%.
when we've been able to consistently be, you know, kind of a top 25 program, I think that these other, you know, bigger schools, you know, they're like, why not? You know, because if we can win, it's a good win. And if we happen to not win, it's
right.
Not a bad loss.
Right.
Right. So that's credit to years before and probably just the reputation and then just the consistency of our program over the years.
You know how we feel down here in our little corner of West Tennessee about UT, and I'll speak for myself as a Memphis grad. I'm not going to include you, although you are a Memphis grad. This opportunity tomorrow night, I imagine, you know, I've been calling it, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, the biggest regular season matchup, at least in my time here, monitoring, covering you guys. This opportunity tomorrow against number 2 Tennessee, how big is it?
Yeah, I think it's massive. I really do. I mean, I'm super excited to have our young, you know, team get to go toe-to-toe with such a good team in Tennessee. You know, obviously, like I said, you know, it's really, and we just finished practice here a little bit ago, and the pressure's on them. The pressure is on them, you know, and we're usually in a place where the pressure's on us, you know, playing in our league and whatnot. So, I mean, you know, it's kind of, I don't want to sit there and say, oh, it's just, you have nothing to lose, but you've got to kind of take a little bit of that mentality into this game, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and you've used the word. That's what we've used. It's an opportunity, right? So it is massive. It's great to be able to, you know, bring a team that's ranked number 2, you know, to Memphis in front of our fans, and just, you know, for, you know, I told the kids today, you know, you're not just representing, you know, our program, you're representing the school, you're representing the city, because anytime in any sport Memphis matches up against UT, it's an opportunity, right? It's
100%.
An opportunity to show the world that we are for real here at Memphis.
Well, I mean, you get a chance to play a team that, frankly, isn't in playing you in some sports, right? You don't get to do that anymore, it seems like, in basketball or for whatever else. But it feels like this, Coach. It feels like, you know, the rest of women's soccer, you know, for the entire state, when you've got number 2 versus number 14 and a number 14 team that's very capable of being top 10. Hopefully we'll break into that pretty soon. But that's great for the state. And when you've got all eyes – in this case, in women's college soccer, looking at you, well, that's pretty good for all of us, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, you didn't mention, right? I mean, we did. We were fortunate. We got the result against Vanderbilt, who was number 11, right there in the state as well. So, no, it is, man. It's such a great opportunity. Really excited about it. I know our kids are you know, extremely excited for the challenge. It's not going to be easy. You know, we're going to have to be at our best to give ourselves a chance, but really, really looking forward to it.
What is it that they do best, Coach, this Tennessee team that you've been able to see?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of things. I mean, one, they're extremely athletic, but yet they play very, attractive soccer. You know, they've got some really good depth, so there are no weaknesses, and you know, and I know I'm repeating myself, but that's why you've got to, you know, all the little fine details that come into the game, we've got to be very, very sharp, and you know, we've got to be able to match them physically, and then hopefully with our soccer and brand of soccer, we're going to be able to hopefully break them down. But like I said, it's not going to be an easy task, but I'm sitting here. I know you can't see me, but my legs are kind of shaking because I'm ready to go, man. And I know our girls are, but it'll be here before we know it.
Well, hopefully the city's ready to get behind you too. What can you get out there in terms of attendance? And didn't you just set? I want to say, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, an attendance record. Whether it was last year, within the last couple of years, what can we get out there for this matchup? How many are you hoping to have?
Yeah, no, we're hoping to have a few thousand for sure. Yeah, and it was a couple years ago when we hosted the NCAA. But, you know, obviously we're in renovations, right? They've knocked down the stands because we're building, you know, our new facility, the Liza Welford Fletcher Stadium, right? So they've demoed all the stands. So we've just encouraged fans to bring their lounge chairs out. We've got some temporary seating, but, you know, I would say get there early if you want to get on the front row because, you know, just with the stands being demoed in preparation for the new facility, just be patient with us. But we've had some amazing atmospheres up to this point, you know, with the games of Missouri, Vanderbilt, Ole Miss. We've had some great crowds. So hopefully the fans have enjoyed it, and we'll be coming back out tomorrow night.
Well, it's been a long time coming in terms of the stadium and everything you've helped build this program to, and just for the program itself. I can't imagine, and I haven't gone through every AAC team's schedules, but that there'll be any more prepared a squad than you for conference play based on what everybody you've seen in this non-conference matchup. How does the rest of the league look, Coach? A little quick preview of the rest of the league.
You know, last year was tough, right? Because the only match we lost was to Tennessee by a goal at their place last year, and then in the conference championship, and our league was down, and we had a few ties, yep, and it hurt us. Our league is in a better shape this year. Some teams are doing really well. Some I wish were doing a little bit better, but I think overall it's better, because ultimately we put this schedule together, you know, to not have to win the conference tournament championship, right?
Yep.
And, you know, you can't control how other teams do. Last year, you know, we played some big teams, and, you know, they may have had off years, so it was tough. But right now I feel like with where our league is and the schedule we've put together, we're putting ourselves in a good spot. Obviously, we got to continue to win games, though.
Congratulations, Coach, on this. Another fantastic start, man. You've built this thing into a national power, and, you know, we want to make sure we give you the flowers while you're still doing it. I can't believe it's 26 years. I look at you don't look a year over 26. It's kind of crazy. You've been doing this at Memphis for 26 years. Memphis native, Memphis grad, and he's giving it all back to the university, man. I can feel your excitement through the microphone, Coach, about tomorrow night. Hopefully the city's going to be there for you, brother.
Yeah. I plead to the city, please come out and support these girls. They deserve it. And, you know, really looking forward to this one. And like I said, really appreciate you having me on today.
Coach, it's always a pleasure. Take care. He is Coach Brooks Monaghan. Make sure you're supporting his number 14 ranked Tigers. They take on number 2 ranked Tennessee, the highest ranked opponent Memphis has ever faced. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m. on the Park Avenue campus. Be there or be square. Hey, this is Tennessee, man. You get behind Tennessee.
Thanks,
you get
Coach.
Behind Memphis when they're playing Tennessee, and you get out there. That's Coach Brooks Bonnet. Appreciate Coach. We're going to kick it to break. Come right back. You're listening to Jason John, 929 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere.
I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball.
Hey!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.